every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live. You are the air I breathe.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, you hear music like this and you go, guy, can you imagine what it would have been like without an electric guitar? And we are honoring and remembering one Leo Fender as we go down a walk down memory lane with his wife, his widow Phyllis Fender, and also a family friend and an old friend of the show that we have talked briefly in the past. And I think we touched on a little bit of the Fender connection with he and his family. Dr. Randall Bell is also on the phone line with us. Phyllis, you know, as you write here, that though Leo's name is synonymous with quote-unquote the fist-pumping rock and roll sound, in reality, people might be surprised. You know, Randall had said earlier, he's a quiet man. You would say that he was shy and very unassuming, nearly deaf, and had one glass eye.
That's for sure. That's Leo.
And here he is, as you said, he was a tinkerer. He loved to analyze things, and so I guess it was, you know, Randall, it was perfect that Leo and your dad, Pete Bell, would come together, with your dad being electronic engineer, I imagine, or he was a mechanical engineer, I should say. So, you know, probably with some of the ideas that Leo had, it was your dad to kind of make it work out, huh?
It was really a fun time of life. And by the way, Bill, when you're in Orange County, I'm going to invite you. I'm going to give you a tour and introduce you to Phyllis and take you to the guitar shop on Harbor Boulevard where Leo invented the Telecaster. And then it really exploded. The Stratocaster was invented on a building on Raymond Boulevard, right down the street
Yes.
where we are now.
See, my son is just off of Raymond. My number one son is just off of Raymond. So all these street names, you know, this is you're making me nostalgic here. I'm missing home.
Oh, well, he ought to meet us at Polly's Pie for lunch.
Yeah, Polly's exactly right there on Raymond. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So it's really a fun area, and my dad was the last one out of the plant in '85 when Fender moved to Corona, but it was really a magical time period for everyone.
Phyllis, for you, as you're watching this happening, what are you thinking? I mean, you know, here he is. Leo's probably in the garage just tinkering, doing his tinkering thing, and then next thing you know, this thing starts to happen. I mean, it was like just the perfect, you know, you talk about the perfect storm in a sense, rock and roll storm. Rock and roll music is coming about. It needed a signature instrument, and Leo is there to deliver with the Fender Strat.
Well, unfortunately, at least I think it was unfortunately, I wasn't there at the beginning. Esther Fender was there.
Uh-huh.
Leo's wife, lovely, lovely woman who passed away before I met Leo.
Uh-huh.
And so I got to be around the birth of G&L guitars.
Okay.
But not around the Fender plant. But he tinkered all the time. Every vacation cruise we were on, he was tinkering. And I always could find him in the corner with his little pad and paper, and he's designing something. And I sometimes wondered if we were at the same cruise when we looked at our pictures when we got home, because he had pictures of cables and motors and engines, and I had pictures of sunsets and little children on the beach playing, and we just saw the world differently. But we enjoyed each other.
Well, I imagine, I mean, because like they say, if you have two people in the room presenting the same thing, one is redundant. I mean, you each brought something of your own personal experience together, whether it was chords and knobs of Leo or sunsets of yours, you know, such is the panoramic of life, isn't it?
Right, it really was. You know, he brought me this whole world of music, and I brought him a whole world of little children and family dinners and hugs and kisses. So we each just won. Both
yeah.
of us won.
Wow, very cool. I mean, you talk about what God does to us in complementing relationships, when, in the true sense of what complement means, that you make up the difference in the other one, and it sounds that that's what you two did together. What a beautiful relationship. And I got a big question for you when I come back. But Randall, I want to get into the neighborhood. You're right there down the block, or you're in the neighborhood there with the Fenders. What was that like growing up? You know, being around all this activity and your dad's direct involvement. And we talked about, knobs and chords being there on the dining table. It's just the way of life, right?
It was the way it was. Our bonfires down in Huntington Beach were all with Stratocaster wood, which was a very hard maple. I'm sure those fires are still burning to this day. But, I was always trying to talk my dad into meeting Phyllis wanted to meet Willie Nelson, and Leo would never arrange that. I wanted to meet Jimmy Page. My dad spent the day with Eric Clapton. But these guys were cut out of the same cloth. They were both... You didn't take pictures of the rock stars that came through the plant. You didn't ask for autographs. It was concrete floors and all about the guitars and getting the right vibe. And that was just a way of life that we all grew up with. It was fun.
So, you know, with these personalities coming in, these iconic rock figures coming in, where you're just able to observe, did you have any opportunity at all to connect with them, or was just all about business?
It was all about business. I begged my dad to introduce me to the rock stars, and Phyllis did the same with Leo, and we were both completely 100% unsuccessful. It was a place where the rock stars could come and be treated like a person, without a bunch of groupies hanging on to them. And that's just that was the culture that Leo established, and my dad respected it, and everybody respected it.
Exactly. Well, Phyllis, Willie Nelson does know what he missed, huh? Just saying.
I listen to his music every day.
Yeah, you got to love Willie. Phyllis, I was going to ask you a secret the secret to a successful marriage that I ask people who have enjoyed a successful marriage. What is your secret?
To love them regardless. Sometimes, you know, we're not lovable.
Yes.
But you gotta give them a little elbow room once in a while and cook them lots of good dinners.
Well,
especially with Leo, give me the vegetables. He said, give me the vegetables.
So he's a vegetable man, huh? That's good.
Yeah. Well, his dad was a farmer, and so that's what they lived on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Phyllis, to be around a personality that is so focused like Leo, and it seems that Leo, based on your book and what you've been telling us today, that he was quite the humble man. He didn't think himself, more lofty than he was. He was just he was focused on his passion, his God-given gift. And here he is. I mean, this had to be amazing to be around something like this that, has an energy and, just an impact like it did. I mean, it was, like you said, a perfect storm. Here you got rock and roll music coming. The industry itself needed some instrument. And here's Leo to answer the call. Did he like just feel like he was just inordinately blessed? I mean, besides being married to you, of course.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Leo liked to have things good, and he was so put together that he wanted these musicians to have the very best instruments they could. And as you could read in the book, he felt that that was the reason that he was in the music industry, was to do that. But he was a quiet man. Mm. He didn't want everybody to go, oh, Leo, Leo, Leo. Mm-hmm. He wanted them to say, look at my instruments, look at my amplifiers, look at my Fender Rhodes pianos, look at my all that. He didn't want anybody to go whoopee whoopee over Leo Fender.
Yeah.
And, but he deserved a whoopee whoopee, but and the world gave it to him, but he didn't accept that part.
Right. Well, here today, as part of his legacy, he has you and Dr. Randall Bell and myself and our national audience. We're all whoopee-whooping for Leo Fender today. And what a blessing to have you both on. As we wrap things up, Randall, I'm going to have you kind of summarize this legend, this incredible genius and inventor, and the impact that he had on rock music that will forever. I don't know that rock music could ever be without a guitar. What do you think?
Well, Leo Fender certainly revolutionized the whole world, because think about it. He's influenced everybody on the planet Earth, at least everyone who's ever heard a song. We're so excited about this book coming out. Mrs. Fender is signing every copy that's pre-ordered on Amazon. So
yes.
You know what my family's getting for Christmas.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mine as well, and I'm looking forward to getting together with you two. I will be back in California here in about 3 weeks, so we'll set up some time. And lunch is on me, Polly's Pies, okay? You're on. All righty. Take care. God bless you both. Dr. Randall Bell and Phyllis Fender on Bill Martinez Live.